Lord Serwyn was a captive of the Lannisters, but his son, a lad of 14, arrived one bright, blustery morning at the head of 24 lancers. Bran was riding Dancer around the yard when they came through the gate. He trotted over to greet them. Clay Serwyn had always been a friend to Bran and his brothers. "Good morning, Bran," Clay called out cheerfully. "Or must I call you Prince Bran now?" "Only if you want." Clay laughed. "Why not? Everyone else is a king or prince these days. Did Stannis write Winterfell as well?" "Stannis? I don't know." "He's a king now, too," Clay confided. "He says Queen Cersei bedded her brother, so Joffrey is a bastard."
"Joffrey the ill-born," one of the Serwyn knights growled. "Small wonder he's faithless, with a kingslayer for a father."
"Aye," said another, "the guards ate incest. Look how they brought down the Targaryens."
For a moment Bran felt as though he could not breathe. A giant hand was crushing his chest. He felt as though he was falling, and clutched desperately at Dancer's reins. His terror must have shown on his face.
"Bran?" Clay Serwyn said. "Are you unwell? It's only another king.
Rob will beat him, too."
He turned Dancer's head toward the stables, oblivious to the puzzled stares the Serwyns gave him. His blood was roaring in his ears, and had he not been strapped onto the saddle, he might well have fallen.